Chapter 13. How Sir Palamedes by adventure met King Mark fleeing, and how he overthrew Dagonet and other knights. So King Mark rode by fortune by a well, in the way where stood a knight errant on horseback, armed at all points, with a great spear in his hand. And when he saw King Mark come fleeing, he said, "Knight, return again for shame, and stand with me, and I shall be thy warrant." "Ah, fair knight," said King Mark, "let me pass, for yonder cometh after me the best knights of the world, with the black bended shield." "Fie for shame," said the knight, "he is none of the worthy knights, and if he were Sir Lancelot or Sir Tristram, I should no doubt to meet the better of them both." When King Mark heard him say that word, he turned his horse and abode by him. And then that strong knight bare a spear to Dagonet, and smote him so sore that he bare him over his horse's tail, and nigh he had broken his neck. And anon after him came Sir Brandiles, and when he saw Dagonet have that fall, he was passing wroth, and cried, "Keep thee, knight!" And so they hurtled together wonder sore.